This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, my students? Hello, hello, and welcome back to the newest edition of Bringlese Daily. Guys, I hope you are all having an amazing week. And yes, today is Friday, so we're going to have an advanced episode. I'll be speaking a little bit more quickly than I normally do. So let's get started. Today's April 26th, 2024. And as we do, we're going to begin today's episode with a translation challenge. So the sentence I have for you guys today is, Mi sento un computer quando parlo una lingua straniera. There are a couple tricky parts to that sentence. Let me say that one more time. Mi sento un computer quando parlo una lingua straniera. At the end of the episode, I'm going to explain how to say that sentence in English. And now it is time to begin. So the topic for today is one big thing is new language equals new personality. I think intuitively, you guys already know what I mean by that, but I'm curious. When you speak English, do you feel like your personality changes? I assume for most of you it does, and that's completely normal. I have a lot of experience with this as well. Going from English to Italian, I certainly think that my personality changes. And there are many reasons for that. So let's talk about it. First of all, the fact that you're speaking another language is a challenge. You cannot express yourself always at 100%. Maybe in your native language, you can. You can say exactly what you want to say with the exact intonation and the tone of voice. And you can express yourself exactly how you want to. That's not always possible when you're speaking another language. That's completely common. So maybe that little difference in how you say something makes a difference in your personality. I think that's basically the case for everyone who speaks a foreign language. You simply cannot express yourself in the exact perfect way that you would like to, the way that you would express yourself in your native language. So your personality can change a little bit there. Another way language affects our personality is, I think, a cultural reason. For example, you guys know I used to live in Rome, and the Roman people are not always the sweetest, kindest, smiley people. Hi, hello, how are you today? Roman people can be kind of aggressive, to be 100% honest. Sometimes they seem angry. Sometimes they seem like they're having a bad day. And that's their personality. And when you learn Italian in Rome, you start to adopt some of those personality traits. Maybe less nowadays. But when I was living in Rome, it's possible that my Italian was a little bit more aggressive, a little bit colder. One simple example I remember, just saying thank you in Italian. I remember my American friend came to Italy in 2016. He visited me, and obviously he didn't speak Italian, but he knew a few words, buongiorno, grazie. And it was hilarious because when he tried speaking Italian, he was using 100% American intonation. And in America, people are super sweet and kind in their language. To give you an example, when we say good morning, it can be very friendly. Like, good morning. It's a super friendly way to say, hi, good morning. Or when we say thank you, we're like, thank you. And it's very sweet. And it's hilarious because this friend was using that same intonation when he said, buongiorno, or grazie. And there's nothing wrong with that. Of course, you can be super sweet in Italian too, but we were in Rome and people do not say buongiorno, grazie. Maybe they say grazie. And when they say it, they almost seem angry. I know they're not angry, but they kind of seem angry. And I told my friend, I was like, when you say grazie, try to sound a little bit angry. And that's what he did. So he's like, grazie. And I was like, wow, that sounds a lot better, because he's not saying buongiorno, grazie, as he would in English. Good morning, thank you. And so what happened? His personality became a little bit more similar to the Roman personality. I hope you guys see what I mean by that. That's just one small example. But yes, the culture, the mood of the people will affect your personality in that language. So first of all, speaking another language can be a challenge, and that affects your personality. The culture and the mood of the people where you're speaking can influence your personality as well. And I would say the final thing that affects our personality when we speak another language is simply the vocabulary, the words, the tools, the instruments we have at our disposal. To give you another example of this, think about the word anzi in Italian. That's a very useful word, and it doesn't exactly exist in English. So for example, I could say like, non è stato difficile, anzi. And when I say anzi, you know, okay, so it wasn't difficult, it was actually really easy. So I used that tool to express myself, and the way I express myself impacts my personality. If I want to say the exact same thing in English, I have to use different tools. It wasn't that hard. Actually, it was easy. You see what I mean? I can't say it in the same way. I simply have to say it in a different way. I have to Englishify my mind, which is one of my methods when I teach English, by the way. So the words we have are kind of like tools that we can use to build sentences. English has certain tools. Italian has other tools. Of course, oftentimes they're translatable, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes a native English speaker would say something in a completely different way from an Italian native speaker, even though at the end of the day, we would be expressing the same thing. I find that very interesting. Even beyond speaking, in our own minds, ladies and gentlemen, our thoughts are determining our personality as well. You're thinking in English, you're in an English personality. You're thinking in Italian, you're in an Italian mentality, personality. So this is such a common phenomenon. I'm curious if some of you guys have experienced it as well. I find that if you're a beginner, of course, you cannot maintain your personality from one language to another. When you become more advanced, you start to develop a new personality. And then when you get really advanced, you can kind of merge your two personalities, and either language you're speaking, you can kind of be the same person. Probably 2 years ago, I started feeling like I could truly be myself in Italian as well. So now I feel like my personality is similar if it's in English or Italian, but for the previous 5 years, I thought, wow, my personality is different in Italian. Remember, when I was living in Rome, my Italian was a little bit more aggressive. It was a little bit innervosito, to use an Italian tool. So I'm curious what you guys think about that. And I think now is a good time to go over to today's question of the day, which of course is relevant to our topic. And today's question is, are the English mood and the Italian mood different? When I say mood, I also mean personality, but there's a certain vibe, there's a certain intonation and sentiment in the language. And yes, I do think they're different. I think English, specifically Americans, tend to be very, very friendly, almost too friendly. For example, when you walk into a restaurant, they can say, "Hi, how are you? Welcome. How many people tonight?" Something like that. It's kind of annoying, to be honest. I actually don't like that English mood. When you go to a restaurant in Italy, they're not going to be like, "Buonasera, come state, quanti?" You know, they're just going to be like, "Buonasera, in quanti?" So that's one difference that I've noticed. I think English can be a little bit too friendly at times, and Italian can be a little bit more direct. That's just one small example. Guys, of course I'm generalizing, do not get me wrong. Everyone is different. It's not like all English speakers are the same and all Italians are the same. There are extremely friendly Italians, and there are some cold-hearted English speakers as well. But are the moods different? Yes, they certainly are. I'm sure most of you guys have experienced this exact same thing. If you've gone abroad and you've been in an English context, I'm sure you feel, wow, the vibe, the linguistic vibe is a little bit different here. It's something interesting to think about. Next time you find yourself in an English context and someone's talking to you, ask yourself if the way they're talking to you would be the same way someone from your native language would be talking to you. And I guarantee you'll start to notice some big differences. But anyway, let's finish today's episode and this week of episodes by answering the translation challenge. Before I do that, I just want to tell you guys, if you want to improve your English by adding more English to your lives and Englishifying your mind, that's truly my method. Adding English to my students' lives and slowly starting to turn on that English brain and turn down the Italian brain. If that interests you, I would like you to become my student, and you can do so at bringlese.com. So guys, how would you say, "Mi sento un computer quando parlo una lingua straniera"? In English, I would say, "I feel like a computer when I speak a foreign language." Pretty simple sentence. Mi sento, we say, I feel. And if there's a noun, we use like. I feel like a computer. If there's an adjective, there's no like. For example, mi sento stanco, I feel tired. Mi sento una persona stanca, I feel like a tired person. So with a noun, we use like. With an adjective, we don't. Mi sento un computer quando parlo una lingua straniera. I feel like a computer when I speak a foreign language. The only difficult part left is straniera. In English, we say foreign, and that's an adjective. When I speak a foreign language. So if I read this sentence quickly, it's, I feel like a computer when I speak a foreign language. And that is a perfect sentence. Well, 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 ladies and gentlemen, that means this is the end of today's episode. But the good news is we're going to enjoy a nice weekend. And then on Monday morning, I will be right here again for a brand new episode. So please join me again on Monday. Guys, let me say thank you so much for listening. As always, I really hope listening to my podcast every Monday to Friday is helping you. I want to add English to your lives. I want to Englishify your minds. So I hope you keep joining me on this journey up the English mountain. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say it one more time. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, peace.